Hey, it's Roy Richardson, your friendly neighborhood tech troublemaker, and it is my pleasure tonight to have a great guest where we're going to talk about, should you have more than one YouTube channel? It's a good question, and a question that I have often wondered myself, because I have more than one YouTube channel, but the other one doesn't get any love at all. And so I brought somebody on who has at least four channels. He may have more I don't even know about, because those are the ones I know about, and he's even rumored to be starting another one. So here you go, the one, the only, the legend, the Wizard of Haas, Matt Haas. How you doing tonight, sir?
Roy, I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for having me on. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing great, especially now that you're here. I was going to put this, I almost thought if I knew all your properties, I could just block you in and you wouldn't even show up on the screen because you'd be hidden behind all the different icons. So
occupational hazard.
Yeah. Tell us about yourself. How did you get started on your YouTube journey?
I started with my woodworking channel. I fell into the woodworking hobby a while ago, and I really accelerated my skills by watching YouTube channels. And there was a challenge to make something out of pallet wood, you know, like the shipping pallets. You break them apart and use the wood. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to enter that. And I entered it. So I made a video, and I'm like, that wasn't that bad. And then I was like, oh, well, you can have multiple YouTube channels. Like, you don't have to just have one, because I published my first real video. Now, I've always uploaded to YouTube, like, you know, the leaky faucet or just something I wanted to show a family member or something like that. But my first real edited video was that woodworking challenge. And then I launched a business page because – or, a business account – and I wanted a nicer name to it. I've always had this marketing philosophy where business names should be super explicit. There should be no ambiguity. And I'm like, well, what do I want my channel to be about? Well, I want to make wood furniture. I'm like, wait a minute, that's too limiting. What if I want to make something other than furniture? What if I wanted to make like a board game or a piece of wall art? I'm like, it's just things. So Awesome Wood Things was born. And that's almost 7.5 years ago, I launched Awesome Wood Things, and that's how I started.
Yeah.
And it took off. Like, that exploded.
I was going to really say, I've been watching videos on all your channels, and I want to get into woodworking, but unfortunately, I'm pretty sure I'll cut something off that I need. And being that I work in IT for a living, I kind of need my hands, and so I'm going to avoid cutting my hands off for now.
Brother, I hear you. I work on the computer all day, need my fingers for that. I play the piano for fun. You need your fingers for that. And I do woodwork. Like, if I were to sustain a hand injury, my quality of life would plummet to zero. It would be devastating. So I hear you. I'm very safe.
Always worried about losing electricity. That's pretty much going to end my career.
Well, so, I need Wi-Fi. I think my heart would stop if there was no Wi-Fi. Need the Wi-Fis.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna jump into the topic, but we'll vary off because I have a short attention span and you may as well, it seems. So we'll find out. We'll find out what happens here. All right. Yeah. So the infamous death by PowerPoint here. So YouTube, how to manage multiple YouTube channels. So this is the thing I'm really fascinated about. And when I mentioned this to you, I said, hey, how do you manage multiple YouTube channels? You said, that's not the real question. You said, should you have more than one channel? And I said, wow, that is so true.
I've got answers for both those questions, by the way. Let's not skip either one of those.
We're not going to skip them. How many channels do you have that you'll confess to?
Gosh. Well, you got the four, and I have a defunct Learn Adobe Now channel. I started to do Adobe Illustrator, how to use Adobe Illustrator. I am a certified expert in Adobe Illustrator, but I canceled that because there was rampant theft in the Illustrator learning community for courses, and it didn't make good business sense.
Wow.
And then I have a personal channel that you get when you have a YouTube channel. So there is a channel out there called Matthew Haas. It's public, but it's literally just stuff that no one would find interesting. Like my car was making a funny vibration, so I made a video about what the engine sounded like. So if you want to see weird videos like that, you can find me on the Matthew Haas channel. Ain't nothing happening there, but yeah, that's the four main. I have a piano channel, which is called Piano Awesome, the woodworking channel, Awesome Wood Things.
Let's go back to those icons.
My YouTube. I teach people how to be successful on YouTube, how to make searchable videos people actually watch, all things YouTube. And then this is my miscellaneous vlog channel, and I do a morning show there at 8:15 in the morning where I talk 5 to 10 minutes just about usually something content creation-wise going on these properties and other, you know, hopes, dreams, failures. It's just a fun, sort of like a diary type of thing, but bringing people along for the ride. And lots of fun. So I'm going to say four for all purposes. Four. I have four channels.
I actually turned my personal channel into, and there was four Roy Richardsons out there, and so I said, well, I'm going to be Tech Troublemaker. One of those Roy Richardsons was a jazz musician, and I didn't want to take anything away from him because he's actually pretty good. So I want him to be successful on his channel. So I'm like, let me get my name out. So how did you end up with so many channels? That was the next thing.
Gotcha. Well, I am a technology expert. I've run in the IT world, and I've managed assets. I have done I've been a technology doing business processes and things like that my entire life. And just for fun, I follow the tech news, the world tech news, like what these global companies are doing, what Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon, Netflix, all of these big tech companies. I want to know about how the executives think and what their plans are and the reasons why they do what they do. It's just fascinating. I was invited to Google for a meeting. Oh, because wow. They wanted to talk with me. And this wasn't just I wanted to tour the building or I didn't have a friend that worked there. No, I did business at Google. And I was I'm fascinated with platforms, with these web system platforms. When I jump into a platform, I want to know how it works. I want to know what every field does. I want to know what the strategies are. And I fell into YouTube pretty hard because I had the woodworking channel on YouTube. Sorry, that light behind me was bothering me. And so as I was learning these strategies on what does YouTube want, how to construct your videos that people will watch them, how to get people clicking on your videos, how to put your videos elsewhere on the internet so people outside of YouTube can come to YouTube and watch you, I'm like, this is pretty fascinating. And I'm like, I bet you I can teach people some of what I learned. And so I started doing a show about helping people get better at YouTube. And I did it as a show on Awesome Wood Things. So think about it. I have thousands of subscribers that come to Awesome Wood Things to see me make crazy contraptions out of wood. And then I'm also streaming about being successful on YouTube. Most of that audience didn't even care about YouTube strategies. So I started losing subscribers.
Wow.
And rightfully so. People come to expect one thing and you're giving them something else. They nope out of there. So I spawned a second channel, All Things YouTube. Hmm. And I've been running with that ever since. And then the other ones popped up along the way. Because I really liked Casey Neistat. I'm like, this guy's making daily vlogs. I'm like, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I'll just do awesome fun things. You know, keeping with the awesome and things theme, I just replaced wood with things. And then I watched the Bohemian Rhapsody. I fell in, you know, I've always been a huge Queen fan. And I'm like, this guy was a rock star and he played the piano. And I love the way the piano sounds. The instrument fascinates me. 88 strings, you know, well, keys, but the keys strike strings. I'm like, wow, this is a crazy, crazy instrument. So I started learning that. I'm like, why not document my journey for the piano? And so I created the piano awesome. And that's how I got it. But it's the seed started because I wanted to put my other passion on the internet, and I just did it on Awesome Wood Things. And listen, when I did those All Things YouTube shows over here, I did the first 21 shows on this channel. I was getting super chats because, you know, I'm fully monetized over here, and I was earning a lot. So I went to here, zero income, but I couldn't just hemorrhage all of my subscribers. It made no business sense. I was going to kill everything I had if this would have remained here long term. So I bit the bullet, and that's how I got four channels. Just put my passions. And just because I have these four passions on the internet doesn't mean I have more passions that I'm not putting on the internet or that don't have channels. I'm very passionate about a lot of things, a lot of sciencey type things, a lot of just a lot. Like I wanted to do a finance channel. I actually did launch Awesome Money Things, but I didn't do anything with it because I'm like, I'm not starting another channel, because those channels get a lot of CPM, the cost per mil. I mean, in other words, the ad rates are sometimes 5, 6, 8 times higher than like an education channel. So I'm like, if I could make financial content, I could make bank. But I'm like, no, I need to stop at 4. So the rumors of me launching another channel are not valid. I'm going to stick with the 4.
All right, let's do some shout-outs. We got a lot of folks out there. So, Jaden, cool. New subscriber, welcome. Welcome. Maybe it's one of your subscribers. If not, but thank you very much for coming on tonight. Of course, you said hello from Awesome Fun Things. And then Coulter, hey, Coulter, how you doing tonight? Coulter says hi to Roy and Matt. Callie says Matt is all over YouTube. So, yes, Matt, you are all over YouTube. Let's see, there's probably 4 billion YouTube channels, so you're like 0.004 of all the internet with all your channels. So, and Callie says, I have a great voice. Thanks. It's all smoke and mirrors with a microphone. So, that's awesome. Yeah. Yes. Coulter, you need a mic with pretty lights. This has got like level settings. So if I get too obnoxious, it attempts to mute me. I don't know if it'll work, but we're hoping. So, blind guys out there tonight. Hey, good day to everyone. I vote to keep your fingers are handy. Yeah, talk about the woodworking. So, yeah, I'm going to try to avoid that. And then shout out to Coulter and Callie. Well, this is the MV7. I really love it. I'm doing it, the one that's USB and also XLR, because I wanted to use the software that comes with it. It has good software and awesome fun things. Callie shouts out to Hey Blind Guy's wife in their life. I got a hello from Midnight Scroller. Hey, how you doing? Welcome. I haven't seen you ever before, so welcome. And then Callie says, Matt is truly a man of many talents. It is definitely true. Your keyboarding and, well, I guess piano playing and your woodworking, and then definitely your YouTube channels watching last night. Of course, you seem to be a fan of Prince. I am a huge fan of Prince as well. My wife and I saw him in concert. It was amazing. So, since my first channel has my most watched video, a litter of ants, corgi puppies. I know, dogs always steal the show. It's just like that. And then my night scroller wants to know, how do you keep up with 4 channels? And so we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. And then Mommy Guide's out there saying hi to you and I. And Coulter saying hi to Mommy. And hi, la, la. And then lots of people saying hi. And then Coulter says, I'm amazed at Matt's ability to run four channels. I'm getting my feet under one. And then Callie says, doing great, la la. So lots and lots of shout outs out there. Mommy guys, super interested in woodworking, but just for small projects because I can't carry big tools. Yes, you can. You look pretty strong, Lala. I think you can handle it. So, anyway. So, we'll go back to the boards. We'll do some more. We'll do some more shout-outs here in just a little bit. And so, my next question for you, sir, is of all your channels, it's probably like choosing your favorite child. You probably can't. But what is your favorite channel of the four that you predominantly use?
I don't know. Maybe Awesome Wood Things. It's my first baby. And it's hard. I mean, each one has their own charm. I've really boosted my editing skills with the Piano Awesome channel. I've went to 60 frames a second and increased the video quality there. I'm learning music production, so I like that about that channel. I've done 110 live streams in the morning on Awesome Fun Things, and that's just been my miscellaneous channel, but that's now starting to really get pretty interesting. And I love teaching people how to be awesome at YouTube. My goal is to give power to the independent content creator and crush the television industry. Although I do love my television industry people that work in that industry. I love the people. I love my creative peeps. It's just the industry is, it bothers me because you have to get permission to have an audience. And I can't stand that. So I like doing all things YouTube because of that. But yeah, if I were in trouble and I needed to earn revenue, I would focus on Awesome Wood Things. I would make some crazy projects with that. I would do live streams in Awesome Wood Things, get those super chats flowing in. Like I could sustain myself pretty much faster on that channel if I gave it the attention instead of spreading myself out over four channels. But yeah, so I don't know. Awesome Wood Things is the answer.
All right, so here's the question I have. How in the heck do you manage all four of them?
I've got answers for you, my friend. Okay. Can I do some screen shares?
Yeah, go for it.
I've got some tools that I use. Okay, so let me screen share. It's always five or six buttons for me to do this. Okay, so here.
All right, let's find out what happens.
Here, share. Okay, now you can pull it up. This is Notion, and Notion, I'm on the, well, let me go to the fire hose. So this is the fire hose page over here, and this is everything that I publish across all of my channels and other people's channels. Here's Venture Forward, here's Sash Coaching, because I pop around the internet as well, and if you look at this in a calendar view, like this is my content publishing. Like this is a lot of stuff. Like I publish a lot, but again, it's spread across all of those other channels. This also has, this is the backend database here. And sometimes I will do backlog stuff. Like this is what I'm thinking about working on. So it's a little bit scheduling-ish. Planning and things like that. So this is a little bit of planning, and it's a lot of tracking where my assets are. How do I manage multiple channels? Well, check this out. So I'll have, the channel, the type of asset it is, and what the status is. This could be a video, podcast, live streaming, market. I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but I just want to highlight, look at what I'm tracking, okay? This is, down here, these are the assets. This is the actual file name I pushed up into YouTube. So if I needed to find the file, I got it. at least the name right there. These are the thumbnails. This is both the JPEG and the working file, the Photoshop file. And then these up here, this is my Final Cut Pro information. This is the event, this is the project, and this is the folder name on the Mac. So if I needed to find any asset to reuse, I could say, oh, on this capitalized titles, I did something really cool with the thumbnail. What did I name that thumbnail? Where is it? Oh, it's on my internal drive, and this is the exact file name I need to look for. Oh, but I want that, like, that logo underneath. I need the Photoshop file because I just want to rip out that one component. And so Notion is the first step in managing all of my content. Second, this is not for everyone. This is FileMaker Pro. Many people have probably never heard of this application. It's like $370. It's not cheap. I use it for other things. But look at what I have going on here. Notice these are blurbs of my description. And it has the future shows with different dates. What I was doing, Roy, is I was saying, okay, if my show is on the 14th, when is my next Monday show? Oh, it's Monday the 21st. Okay, well, when is the Thursday after the 14th? So what I would inevitably do, because I'd like to try and advertise where I'm going to be on the interwebs on my content, because it's all about cross-promotion. So if you come in on an All Things YouTube live show, you're going to see this in the description. You go, oh, maybe I want to check out Mind Equals Blown. Click, there it is. Click, there it is. Now, the links will show up there once they exist. This is so far in the future. They haven't been made yet. But my point is, inevitably, I would have a typo. I would put the wrong date or something. So I'm like, how can I do this? And it does it automatically. As I scroll through, like, you can see all this stuff changing as I see it changing here.
Right.
Same thing with this. This is my awesome fun things description. And I have an episode number and then the date, and that all kind of got funky. So what I would do is I would kind of put different. Anyway, what am I getting at? This makes me not get dates wrong, and it's called FileMaker Pro, because you need to cross promote, but you can't aggressively cross promote, or you run into the issue that I'm going to stop sharing. You run into the issue. Oops. Sorry about that.
It's all right. We'll get you back.
Oh, and let me stop doing that on here. Back. No, don't touch anything. I got it.
I'm not touching anything. I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay, sorry.
Now.
All right. So what was I saying? You can't aggressively cross promote, or you'll lose people, because people come here for this. They don't want to see that. Or some don't. Some do, but some don't. So these links in the description. Dates have always been the bane of my existence, so I've automated the date. Now I can never get a date wrong. So I use FileMaker Pro, and I use Notion. Notion's free, by the way, and Notion has a web-based component too. Now, I was in a little Notion app, but I've published those pages, and everything I do to those pages is instantly available on the web. So I have links that say, here are all Matt's future live shows, and you go to that live show page. And then I have I have links marketing that says, here's everything I did, and you can come to that Firehose page, and you can see everything I've did. So those are two things that I did to help me manage all of those channels. Now, what do I focus on, if that's the question? Like, well, what are you going to make next? That's a hard question to answer, because I'm sort of like that Pixar cartoon with a little dog in Up. Remember Up? He's like, squirrel. and then he gets focused. So I will get jazzed about something, and I'll just focus on it until it's done. Like, if I'm close to mastering a song on the piano, like that'll be my focus for a couple days, and I'll get that done. Or if I'm building something really awesome in the wood shop, that'll be my focus. So I don't have any problem wondering what to do next. I've just got a huge backlog. So that's not the issue.
Yeah. And then I've got a question.
Okay.
She wants to know, how are you able to maintain all of your channels and a full-time job on top of your many roles in life?
Well, if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life. So I love what I do in my full-time job, and I love what I do content creation-wise. So it, although I'm always active, it never, and I am busy, it mostly doesn't feel like work because I love it. That's as close of a question of an answer as I can get to that question. Thank you, Lala, for that. I always try and make sure it's good quality. I don't want to rush anything out the door. From the very beginning, I'm like, I want to try and deliver the best product, the best sounding product, the best looking product, the best edited product, the best content that has the information you need without droning on at a good pace and to be entertaining. So I'm very hesitant about doing something halfway. I want to do it the whole way. Oh, I also have, if I screen share again, will that mess you up?
Yeah, let's find out. Go for it.
Okay.
Let's try again.
This is another trick that I've done, which helps.
I'm waiting on the sharing. I hadn't started yet on my side.
I might have to change an Ecamm setting. Yeah, I think I'm, well, maybe not. I don't know.
And Lala says, love what you do, whether your day job or your side hustles. Thanks, Matt.
Oh, thank you. So I'm glad you're getting some enjoyment and benefit out of it.
And then several shout outs, people that, you know, Callie says, hey, Donna. And my wife says, how, by the way, Donna's my wife.
My screen share's not up there yet.
Yeah, I know. I'm not seeing it. Let's go back to another
Did you make
scene.
A scene for
there,
me?
Oh, that's weird. After I, okay, let's go back again. There we go.
There we go. Okay. Let me show you this. So this is another thing I've done. See this vital?
Yes.
This is a folder in Dropbox. So all of my devices and computers have the same folder in it. And in Vital, I've got my assets that I use over and over again. Here's Wizard of Haas, transparent background, all things YouTube, transparent background, all things YouTube with the little live logo on it, you know, different versions of my assets. So when I'm doing marketing, I've got access to all of these things, which is mostly thumbnails, but also for just marketing stuff. So this vital folder has all of my main assets. And, you know, I even did one time meme faces, high resolution meme. I was dropping this in. and I've got, oops, I did some, not there. High resolution versions of myself with layered Photoshop files so I can take the background out. These I erased the background and did this. So how do I manage? I put all of my assets that I use often in this shared folder across all my tablets, all my computers and things like that. So that's another tip. And then I also will prefix things often. Look at this, ATY. What's that? All things YouTube. And I'll not a lot of that's done here in this particular folder, but I will, okay, I'll stop sharing now, so get ready. And but I will put AWT for Awesome Wood Things, or PA for Piano Awesome, or my new one, STAT, which is Super Terrific Awesome Show, which is launching on Friday. Anyway, so I prefix the assets with the abbreviation of the show. That helps because sometimes you do a search and you just see a bunch of text. Like, you don't get to see the little icons in the search results. Well, that ATY will, that's an Awesome Wood Thing something or other. All my thumbnails end with prefix, hyphen, thumb, you know, things like that. So there's some file management
That's some really good organization. I'm envious of that because I'm not that organized. Yeah. You know, look, this is one of this is kind of like go here and find everything else, Matt. Though I know you have another website as well, but right here, Wizard of Haas.
These are the YouTube pages. Yeah. Yeah.
There we go. There's a link.
Yeah. One of my consultant clients said, "You're the Wizard of Haas." I'm like, "Gosh darn it! I should buy the domain." I'm like, "Oh, it's available. Add to cart."
So here's all things YouTube, and then here is your all awesome wood things, and then awesome fun things, and then piano awesome.
Now let me talk about something else about multiple channels.
Sure.
This isn't necessarily how do I manage. This is just good practice for multiple channels. Okay, can we get into that subject?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Okay.
You'll notice I have similar graphic elements across all my channels. I have the same green background, so I use the same color. I use the same font. I use the same font style. So what I'm trying to do is when I put something out there on YouTube, if someone sees a thumbnail, they'll instinctively know, oh, that looks like Matt's thumbnail. Hmm. Well, it could be. Yeah. On all things YouTube, it could be a awesome fun things. Doesn't matter. It's all even this wood background looks really nice on the green. So I will so all my thumbnails have that same graphic style. Now they'll all have the unique logo on the thumbnail, so you'll know what it is. But just at first glance, it helps you do that. Again. You shouldn't aggressively cross-promote your other channels because most people aren't going to want to do it. You slip it in there on very minimally. That's another good tip. And then I, if you do go kind of crazy with it, one solution is to make a miscellaneous channel like Awesome Fun Things and then just declare from the get-go, you're going to get everything on this, so...
This is the soup to nuts. This is where I do the whole kitchen sink. So, Blind guys, now, there's reason, the evening. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
There's reasons why you should and shouldn't make a new channel as well.
So and we're going to get to that.
Let's
talk about that topic. So I think that's my next question. Wait, well, I was going to say, are your channel? So you mentioned this earlier, though. Are your channels brand?
They're
accounts
all brand. They're all brand except for the Matthew Haas, which has nothing of intrinsic value on the Matthew Haas channel. Although there's a lot of stuff public out there. Yeah. I do have my dance competition routine on the Matthew Haas channel. So I in 2015, I entered a dance competition and I captured it on video and put it on the Matthew Haas channel. And I won a trophy. That trophy right there. Literally won a dance competition in my town. I got up in front of my entire town and danced my butt off and they awarded me a trophy for it. I was thrilled. And I did it on a dare because someone laughed at me. Matt, you can't dance. I'm going to laugh you off the dance floor if you do that competition. I was like, challenge accepted, mother effer. anyway, so that is on the Matthew Austin. But they're all brand accounts.
Brand accounts. All right.
Brand accounts are good because if you want other people to administer your brand account, then you have that option. So you can get like a comment manager or a business manager or something. If you ever get big, you'd need a brand account. Mm. But anyway.
All right. So here's the big question. Should you have more than one channel?
I do not recommend it. I do not recommend it. Most people aren't me. Most people... one thing... that's clear is I am stunting. I am limiting. I am slowing down my success by spreading myself over multiple channels. I understand that. If I poured all of my energy into one channel, I'd have 100,000 subscribers by now. Easy. Easy. but I don't. I have multiple passions. I do want to earn money through my endeavors on YouTube. It's not like I'm fabulously wealthy and this is all just like for funsies. No, no. I want successful channels that earn money. I'm appreciative of those who do support me. I make a lot of free content. My free content takes time, money, and energy. Like, I pay to make the stuff that I put out there on the internet. So I appreciate everyone who supports me. But I'm fortunate that I can reinvest what little I have and make this work. And I do. Like, any type of help I get goes into making my content better. It all goes back in. And I'm very frugal about my stuff. I know, like, everything here is on the cheap, literally. My the biggest purchase were both these flood lamps, and they were like $87 for both of those, for two of them. So that's, everything else is on the cheap. If it's behind the camera, it's made out of wood or it's slapped together with bubble gum and glue. But if it's on camera, then it's nice. I don't have VeriPoles. I don't have weird booms and things like that. It's all, if it's not on camera, it's cheap, cheap, cheap. And I'm all about making good content with consumer level gear and not doing things that are expensive. You don't have to spend money, and often you don't have to spend more time making good content. You just have to make good decisions in the video editor, and you have to be creative to know what shots to take. You know, not everything is at eye level. You know, you can get creative. You can go down in the grass. You can go up overhead. There's the storytelling. There's just techniques that make your stuff better. So, yeah. Got lots of comments coming
Jay
in.
Jay Brown says,
Barry Brown, he's a good guy from the maker community, and he's been with me the longest.
He says he had a high time on my channel. I was spending almost $1,000 a month YouTube revenue. I'm getting back up there, $150 over a year and 200 plus videos.
Jerry was an inspiration to me. He had this thing called 365. Not surprisingly, he was making one woodworking video a day for 365 days. I don't think he quite got to that number, but he got well over 200. And I must have watched everything that he put out. If I wouldn't catch it every day, I'd go back and I'd catch him. I'm like, this guy is a beast. He was cranking. And it's hard to create a woodworking video. These are multiple shots. The project takes a couple hours. Editing takes a couple hours. They're not just like turn a camera on, shoot, and then publish. Like, there, it takes time and energy to make. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Mommy Guy says, thanks, Matt. It's great to have several channels, but unless you're truly dedicated and a golden nugget from Matt, love what you do so that it won't feel like work. So, yes. Yeah,
darn toot.
For me, this is the most expensive hobby I've ever had in my life is what it is.
Well,
to do YouTube. But I absolutely love doing YouTube. So
literally doesn't have to be expensive.
It doesn't. You're absolutely right. But see, I was a perfectionist. I got to have the perfect this and the perfect that. Well, so,
dude, see this camera right here? This is the lowest end consumer camera I bought 11 years ago. It's the T2i, the Canon T2i base model camera. I have built an empire off of this consumer level kit. All in 11 years ago, this was like $375. Like, come on, $375. You got everything you need. I mean, even today, you can buy a Mac Mini and a monitor and a camera and a capture card and a lens under $3,000. Your stuff can look crazy. You don't even need that. You can just use a phone and have a banging channel. Again, it's about story. It's about editing. It's about delivering value at the right pace with entertainment value, good on-camera presence. That's the stuff. It's not, do I have the most expensive ring light? These lights are $35. I got three $35 white key lights here. I mean, these aren't anything special, but you know, it gets the job done. Yeah. You know,
Jerry wants to know. He says, "How do you roll into sponsorships?" He said, "YouTube algorithms are one thing, but how do you roll into sponsorships?"
Sponsorships are two ways. You can get noticed and be approached by someone who wants to give you a sponsorship, or you can go after someone who gives you a sponsorship. I would definitely look on the systems that rank you. Like, you can go on these websites and they'll tell you you're the 12 millionth most popular YouTube channel, and there's a social blue book. Get your social blue book score. You'll probably need to do a press kit or some sort of marketing kit that talks about your engagement, your viewers, and your audience, because people who do sponsorships, they want to know who their product is going to appear in front of. That's, again, why you don't want to fracture. Like, if I had these two properties under one YouTube channel, I wouldn't get any tool sponsorships for the wood shop. Like, they don't want to put a circular saw ad on someone who's just learning how to do a vlog on YouTube. And then you've got to get an offer and then do a counter offer sometimes and see if it really makes sense. A lot of people leave a lot on the table when it comes to sponsorships, because if you think about it, you're giving them a finished product. The company doesn't have to hire a producer. The company doesn't have to write the copy. The company doesn't have to edit it. The company doesn't have to hire the talent. The company that, like, so there are a lot of valuable things that you're delivering that a lot of people just, oh, I'll just give it to you for free. Like, a lot of people get enamored by this and they're like, oh, here's everything. Just sponsor me. Give me a little bit of money and I'll do all of this labor. But people find out, talk to other people who have YouTube channels similar to yours, figure out who they talk to, go to public websites, go find the marketing manager or the public relations manager. You can try and find and send cold emails and things like that. But, it's tough. Ideally, you get so popular that they can't ignore you and they come to you. Like, that's sort of been my strategy. And I've had a few offers. Someone said they wanted to give me a sit-stand desk, but it was a thing that you put on an existing desk, but it lifted up. And they wanted me to take their product and then make a video out of it. And I turned them down. I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. I kind of want one of those. But anyway.
Well, Mommy Gad, so we were talking about the cameras and just getting started. Mommy Gad says she's using a camera that's 15 years old, the Canon 5D Mark II with a great lens, and that's it.
That camera, right? Can you put that comment back up?
Yeah.
That camera changed the game, because that was the first camera you could pull high-definition video, and it was in a photo camera. So you had access to all the lenses, and you could make video with these wide-open lenses. It was unlike anything that hit the market. The television show House, the doctor show House, they got rid of their $250,000 Hollywood television cameras for the last three episodes of the entire thing, and they replaced them with the Canon 5D Mark II. And at the time, that camera was $5,000, but even still, $5,000 is within reach. Like, if you had a gun to your head, you could probably come up with $5,000. Like, you know, you can't come up with $250,000 of sum of money to buy a Hollywood television video video camera, but you can that. And it's just come down, like, again, like this, that 8,000 subscribers, this one rinky-dink camera. And, you know, the door fell off, the rubber's fallen off. This thing doesn't, this is supposed to be spring-loaded. Look, I spilled soda in it. It stays down. Like, the thing is practically dead. But the one thing that never failed on this is the image quality and the video quality. Never, ever failed. Canon makes these things like tanks. So,
Mommy Guide wants to know, Lala wants to know, what is the Social Blue Book?
It's a website that ranks your influence. And then you can use those metrics and put them in front of people who will hire you for sponsor spots. So if you're doing crafting and there's a paper company and they want you to incorporate their paper into your videos and give them shout outs, they could make a deal with you and say, I'll give you $500 if you make this video and shout out our paper products and do a video with my paper products in it. But they were not going to do that unless they know who you are and they know what your reach is and they know who your audience is. So that's a free web service that can kind of pretty all those numbers up for you.
And same superstar says Sony makes some heavy cameras.
Sony makes a lot of things.
Yes, they do. Sure. I do like Sony, but anyway, I like Canon also. But yeah,
I have both. The image you're seeing now is from a Sony camera.
Hmm. Well, I think that about wraps it for tonight. I do have one last question, so I need to know what this is about the taco memes.
I started a Facebook page called Awesome Taco Memes. Let me pull up something here on my. Yeah, well, I'll shoot. This is covering it, but
I'll move it. Hang on.
That is that's the logo. So if you go to Facebook and you search Awesome Taco Memes, you'll find a page with that logo in it. And then I post one meme a day. I use the scheduling system. And the meme is around tacos. So if you want a free taco meme delivered to your timeline, drop a big old like on Awesome Taco Memes. Why did I do it? I had 30 minutes over lunch. I'm like, I wonder if I can launch a YouTube page and schedule a month worth of memes using the scheduling feature because I wanted to get better at the back end systems of Facebook. I'm not a big fan of Facebook, but I'm like, hey, it's a social media platform. It's part of the strategy. Why don't I see what this is all about? So I did it to get more familiar with the back end things, back end workings of Facebook, scheduling content. And I was able to do it within 30 minutes and go back to my full-time job. And but you know, then I had the banner, I had the logo, and I downloaded 30 memes off of Google and then re-uploaded them one at a time, pinning each one to a different calendar day. And then I went through my friend's request and all the friends with the A, I sent out, you might like this page request. And then the next day I did all my friends with B. Because you can't do your whole 3,000 friends list or Facebook will treat that as spam. So I did that. And out of my 3,000 friends list, about 300, about 10% agreed to like the Awesome Taco Memes page. And I got an email from Facebook saying, we give out free consulting to people who have outstanding Facebook pages. We want to help your business grow on the Awesome Taco Memes business. We'll give you free consulting to reach more customers. And this wasn't like a third party. This was Facebook. It was Facebook.com. And I was like, dude, it's just for fun. Like, I have no business plan. My business plan is, see, there's a three-step business plan for Awesome Taco Memes. Step one, memes. Step two, I forget step two, step three, profit. Like, that's as close as I got. So I'm like, yeah, no, that's what Taco Memes is all about. It was really a challenge to myself to see if I could slap it together and have it look good graphically and functioning with the back-end system. I wanted to learn the back-end system, so I did that. And then I kept it going. So I think I have memes going to the second week of February. Then I have to go to Google and get more memes. I'm insane. I don't know why I do that. Roy, why do I do all this stuff? It's crazy what I do.
If you love what you do, then that's it. I mean, I absolutely love doing YouTube videos. I absolutely love going live. I absolutely love talking to all our great friends that are coming out and visiting us.
I'm telling you, I've been hitting the ground running in this new year. I plowed through January and I am moving the needle, especially on all things YouTube. My live streams, my last 10 live streams, each one has more watch time than the last. Each one has more viewers than the last. It's really going crazy. I had a 900% improvement on my email list. I'm really pushing email hard because I'm a big believer in having direct communication with your audience, not going through, like, will they get the YouTube notification? Did YouTube even send the notification? Like, you can't trust these other systems. And so email is going to be my, anyway, things are happening. Things are moving. And I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled about it.
That's very awesome. I need to have a mailing list. I haven't done that yet. I'm guilty. What program, what application, what are you using?
MailChimp. And I got in on the free plan. I don't pay a thing for it.
Yeah.
And I can have up to 2,000 list members. Now they've sunsetted that, but I'm in that plan, and it's the best service. I did Constant Contact for a while. Same features, clunkier interface. Like, I'm really happy with MailChimp. And I try not to spend. Some of these people, you can drop a lot of money on this stuff, but I use the free music. I either use music from the YouTube catalog for free, or Stream Beats, which is free. I mean, some people pay for better other music services. I don't yet. Pixabay. Pixabay is a free photo video website. Now, they don't have a huge, huge catalog, but you can drop in what you're looking for, and they usually have something, and it's 100% free for commercial use. It's royalty free, and it costs free. So I'll lean on that. I also got limited access to the Adobe assets, so I can get stock photos from Adobe, not the entire catalog, but what am I getting at? I'm frugal. Like, I don't waste the money on stuff because you don't need to spend extra. You can do it on the cheap. And you know, I do have a graphic design background. I'm a certified expert in Adobe Illustrator. So I try and make my stuff look good. Now not everyone has that talent, which I get. So you might need to spend money on Canva or something like that, which they can have some inbuilt design, which I'm fully support. Here's another thing. Last tip: be good at graphic design. It goes hand in hand with video. But Matt, it's a video sharing service. I just need to make good. No, you need to make good thumbnails. You need to make good graphics for marketing. Like, you should be able to take a photo and put a color border around it. And you should be able to take a photo and put type over top of it. Can you outline your type? Can you take two photos and put them side by side with a line down the middle? Like, these are basic things. Some people have trouble doing like those. You need to get on Skillshare. You need to search YouTube. Seriously, good YouTube channels also have good design and good graphics behind them. It's a skill most people brush off, but it's very visible. You got to put your best foot forward. So if you sure have multiple channels, you need to get good at design and graphic design applications in the 2D space. Images, line art, fonts. Take a color theory. There's color theory, color wheels you can get online for free to do that. Like I have, well, I don't want to, I'll cover some of the stuff. Like these are my brand colors. Like I'm covering up some of them, but like, so I have this sticker up there.
So I steal all your hex codes and make our own brands. Yeah, just like you.
I mean, not that it's any, so you can eyedropper them, but the whole point is like I figured out I wanted to do a colors that go well together. And I picked, anyway, graphic design. You need to be good at graphic design in addition to everything. So this is the thing. And then don't skimp on these freelance boards. You can go on Fiverr and you can get stuff done on the cheap. Or go to freelance.com. Like there's ways to do that. I had a 3 second or a 8 seconds stinger song that I had created. Like I wrote the lyrics. I actually wrote it on sheet music. What lyric you say at what bar? And I gave it to a professional and I said, make this song for me. And then he made the song for me. Like so, if like I don't have all the skills. But like you can supplement, and it cost me $36. $36. I got a 8 second opener song, which I put into an animation, and it's amazing. It's I love it to death. So freelance boards, yeah. You for banners, you want to make a banner? You don't know how to make a banner? Yeah. You can hire someone to do it on the cheap.
You can hire somebody to do anything, it seems. So
I hired someone to do this. Let me.
And Sammy says your song is great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Lala says, are you doing another channel after talking about all this stuff you've been talking about?
Let me let you listen to what I hired someone to do. Here we go.
Okay. Welcome to All Things YouTube. Welcome to All Things YouTube.
You can hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a voice actress make that for me, which I use sometimes. And yeah, I got my song as well. Do you want to hear the song?
Yeah, let's go for it.
I think it's freaking amazing.
Well, that's how we'll end the show. We'll end the show on the song.
I cannot get over this song. It is the best thing I've ever spent.
And if you dance to it, it'll be even better.
I have to go USB mix minus. Hold on. Do pushing buttons. Okay. Now if you talk, you'll hear an echo, but here's the song. Show. So the volume was down. Let me do it again. Super terrific, awesome show.
Matt, thank you so much. That was awesome. And thank you so much to everybody that came by and visited us tonight. That was some great tips that you gave. I'm going to go against your advice. I'm going to start another channel anyway and just see what happens. But, you know, it's good information that you gave. And
Here's my response when someone says, Matt, I launched a second channel. I have a canned response. Are you ready? Congratulations. You have my deepest condolences.
All right, Matt, thank you so much. That is our show tonight, folks. Thank you so much to everybody that came by and
said
hi.
Tech Troublemaker audience. Find me on allthingsyoutube.com.
Yes,
that's a good place
to find it. I put a link out earlier to his Wizards of Haas channel, but there you go. Big allthingsyoutube.com.
I'm around the internet.
Go there.
Thank you.
He's got a course out there, by the way, if you're interested in learning the Matt Haas method for YouTube. He's got some really good advice, and so might want to consider doing that. There you go. Hang on. Let's get his screen up by himself there. There we go. There, that's better.
There you go. 32 lessons are free. You can lock in on the forever free plan if you get in on that, because it's bad business advice to give courses away for free because they're associated with poor value. It's not poor value. It's freaking awesome. I made it myself, and it's everything you need for free. Go get it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And that's it. Have a great night, and bye. Bye.
This is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.